Esther chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted to you. And what is your request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. Because we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could not counter the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said to Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, who dares to presume in his heart to do such things? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king arising from the banquet of wine in his anger went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, because he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman had fallen upon the bed where Esther was. Then the king said, Will he force the queen even in my presence in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbona, one of the chamberlain's keepers of the king's women, said before the king, Look, the gallows 50 cubits high, about 75 feet or 22.9 meters, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, stands at Haman's house. Then the king said, Hang him on it. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's anger was pacified.